This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Jared Kushner is, as you know, the son-in-law of the President of the United States. He's also a senior official in the Trump White House. He is also, according to multiple reports, a person of interest in the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign and Russian interference. And he's a big name in commercial real estate. Although he has stepped away from a formal role managing his family's real estate businesses, he is still a beneficiary of the Kushner companies and its investments. Alec McGillis, a reporter at ProPublica, spent some time at some of the Kushner company's lesser-known properties for a story in the New York Times magazine this weekend. Alec, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Kai.
Do me a favor, and just as a way to get going here, give me the background on the Kushner companies and specifically Jared's role in those companies, in that family enterprise before the election.
Well, the Kushner Companies is a major real estate company that goes back decades, back to Jared's grandfather. And we think of them usually as a company with these very fancy high-end holdings. But in fact, they also have these very modest downscale holdings around the country that Jared himself bought. He made these purchases in 2011, 2012, soon after the recession, and just got them at a real bargain. Saw them as a good investment that would produce a steady revenue stream.
The thrust of the piece in the Times this weekend is the extent to which and the vigor with which Kushner Companies and their subsidiaries go after and collect the debts from some of these tenants. Tell me about Camille Warren.
So she was a single mom who had three kids. And back in 2010, she was living in one of these units, and she decided to move out. A couple years later, she gets a court order in the mail, and not just in the mail, served by a process server. Yeah. Comes to her new house and says, "You are being sued for several thousand dollars because you broke your lease." And she's very confused by this because, A, she had not broken her lease. She had gotten written permission to move. But she was also confused because the company that was suing her was a company she'd never heard of. Turns out that the Kushner Companies had, in the intervening time, bought this complex. And they had basically gone back through the records looking for any former tenants that they could possibly go after for more money, anyone who had broken a lease or owed back rent when they had left, even if it was 2 or 3 years earlier. And one of the people they swept up in this this sort of clawback was Camille Warren, and they went after her. She went to court. She unfortunately did not have a copy of that form anymore, and the judge sided with the company, and she ended up getting a judgment of almost $5,000 when all the different interests and fees and late fees and court costs and attorney's fees were piled on.
Her wages get garnished, right? Her bank account gets garnished, yeah.
Exactly. She got wiped out. And she finally did get a copy of the form, and she brought it to court and said, "Here, I've even got the form." Even that didn't help her. The judgment stood. And she's now got a court lien against her, which has completely destroyed her credit record.
You called the company. What did the company say?
The company said that this is just how it works, basically. It was a remarkably sort of businesslike and almost brusque response from the company saying, "First of all, we follow industry standards in these matters. Second of all, these are contracts that are signed by the tenants, and they owe us this money. And if they break a lease, we're going to come after them." In the case of Camille Warren, they had no specific response. They said, "We declined to comment on that particular case."
There are anecdotes like that throughout the piece, and included in many of them was the question you asked of whether or not they knew that Jared Kushner was, at some level of remove, their landlord. What'd they say?
Almost nobody had any idea that he was their landlord. They were stunned when they found out. And a lot of them, in fact, did not even know who Jared Kushner was. I would say, "Are you aware that your complex is owned by Jared Kushner, or the family of Jared Kushner?" And that name often meant nothing to them. It was only when I described Jared Kushner, the husband of Ivanka, then they made the connection, and then it really sank in. One of the things that comes through in these complexes is just how completely disconnected people in this realm are politically. So many of the people I spoke to did not vote at all. These are people living right on the edge of a mid-sized city right on the East Coast, 40 miles from Washington, and they're very cut off politically. It's another reminder of just how great the sort of the disconnect is in the lower tiers of our society.
Alec McGillis covers politics and government for ProPublica. His piece on Jared Kushner and his real estate business, the other side of the Kushner real estate business, is in the New York Times Magazine this weekend. Alec, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.